This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Geraldo Melchor. Date of birth is June the 13th, 1979. Case ID number is 502-8561. Date of exam, February the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/27/22. A medical report from Dr. Brian Prukop. His name is Prukop. Dated 10/23/2020. And from Dr. Marisa Inigo, dated 12/4/2019. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old male, separated male with two children, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, high blood pressure, hypercholesterolemia, and peripheral vascular disease with ulcers of the feet and swollenness. The claimant is presently unemployed. The claimant is presently employed and works as a forklift driver, which he has been doing for 24 years. During that time, he works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, multiple peripheral vascular disease with signs of calluses and diabetic ulcers. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2004 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 160 pounds. The claimant also has diabetic retinopathy, but has had no laser performed for his eyes. The claimant has problems with his right eye and is pretty much blind legally of the right eye. The claimant denies any nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and especially of the feet. He denies any cardiovascular disease at this time. He does check his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 75 to 600 mg/dL. Today it was 107 mg/dL, which is very well controlled. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.0%, which is borderline high. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams QD, Trijordia XR, 12.5 milligrams/2.5 milligrams, that's /1,000 milligrams QD, and Bydureon, 2 milligrams QE. He was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus at this time with a hemoglobin A1C, which is borderline high at 8.0%. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004 he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 131 over 90 mmHg, which is borderline high. He is presently taking amlodipine, 5 milligrams POQD, and losartan, 100 milligrams POQD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number three, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in 2020, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He does not recall what his cholesterol level is at this time. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, and is presently taking no medication at this time for his high cholesterol. Allegation number 4, bilateral foot ulcers, calluses, and peripheral vascular disease with swelling of both feet. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to develop small ulcers and abscesses, especially between his toes of both feet, along with cellulitis. The claimant had incision and drainage of both feet to remove abscess formation, and he was also diagnosed with osteoarthritis of both feet. He denies any fractures or injections given for his condition. He states his symptoms consist of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every day in the morning. The claimant does have his second toe, which appears to be mildly cyanotic on both sides, but is functional, and he suffers from calluses, that, which have to be remove every so often. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Jason Zavaleta. He is presently on Tylenol number 3, and he takes 1 PRN as needed for pain, which he states does give him relief. He does minimal activity at home, but he does work as a forklifter for 8 hours per day. Family history. The father is 77 and suffers from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and had a myocardial infarction. His mother died of breast cancer and spinal cancer at the age of 65. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams QD, Trijardi XR, 12.5 milligrams / 2.5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QD, Bydureon, 2 milligrams Q week. Tylenol number 3, 1 POQID, PRN for pain. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. And Losartan, 100 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of kidney problems and urinary tract infections, transischemic attack, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, back/wrist/knee/foot pain, osteoarthritis, morbid obesity, diabetic retinopathy with diabetic polyneuropathy, major surgeries, appendectomy in 1999, incision and drainage of the left foot on 10/22/20. The claimant states that he also had something done on his right foot as well, which might have been just callus removal. The claimant also states that he had a right corneal damage secondary to a welding accident many years ago, and states that's why he's unable to see from the right eye. The claimant also has hypercholesterolemia and vascular disease. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 6 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 4 beers every 3 days and has done so for about 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He did use cocaine, and the last time he used it was in 2023. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 341 pounds, height 6 feet 2 inches, BP 138 over 93, second reading was 131 over 90, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 44. General, this is a 43-year-old male. Who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted, but the claimant did have conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The right eye appears to have some kind of scarring of the middle area, possibly where he had the welding accident, but he also appears to have a possible retinal detachment of the right eye. The left eye appeared to be normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. And extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant was able to read fingers at 4 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to read fingers at 4 feet distance. Corrected is 20 over 200. OS uncorrected. The claimant's vision was 20 over 200. Pinhole was 20 over 100. And corrected was 20 over 30. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. And binocular corrected is 20 over 30. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have cyanosis of the second toes bilaterally and does show vascular disease as well as callus formation of his feet. The claimant presently has no ulcers, but he does have areas where he has had callus and ulcers healing, and he does have pitting edema of both lower extremities. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. He appears to have like mildly decubitus ulcers, which appear to be healing. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant appears to have diabetic signs of polyneuropathy and diabetic dermatosis of both lower extremities. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not present with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but some tenderness of the lower extremities. Joint swelling was noted around the ankle and foot area, with some erythema as well, and some deformity was also noted. The claimant had right decubitus ulcers, which appeared to be healing, and the first metatarsal on the left side with callus formation on the ventral side of his foot. The claimant also has bilateral second toe cyanotic toes noted on observation. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the feet area. There's no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for his feet, where he does have diabetic polyneuropathy and poor circulation of both feet, which is being treated conservatively. He is unable to heel and toe walk normally, but he is able to tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual acuity, but not in his visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus, decreased vision, and signs peripheral vascular disease and diabetic dermatosis of both feet. There was no abscess formation at this time, and all ulcers and infections have healed over. The claimant suffers from probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, DASH being treated at this time. The claimant's hemoglobin A1C is 8.0, which is borderline high, but his blood glucose level this morning was 107, which is very well controlled. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 131 over 90 mmHg, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia, DASH appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. It's not being treated. He does not recall what his last level was. Allegation number four, peripheral vascular disease with signs of diabetic polyneuropathy and history of abscess formation of both feet, has been treated with incision and drainage. His feet appear to be better healed. He does have calluses, but all ulcers are healing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gerardo Melchor.